Spirit. Together, in every beat of my heart, love, love will I repeat. In every drop of my blood, love, love. Together. Okay. Can we close the door over there, if that's possible? My love, my Jesus, you have created everything for me and gave it to me as a gift. Therefore, everything is mine, and I give it to you to love you, so I say to you. Together. In the sea. Jesus, my love, I want your hands in mine in order to give to to our Celestial Father that love and that glory which you individually gave him with your works while being on earth. And not only this, but I want to unite myself with you when you, Word of the Father, even from eternity, operated together with him, with his very works, loving, with reciprocal love, with perfect equality. I want to glorify you with that same glory with which you glorified yourself among the three divine persons. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way and taking the eternal I love you of my sweet Jesus and making it my own. I was making my round through the whole creation in order to impress it upon each thing so that everything and everyone might have one single note, one single sound, one single harmony. I love you, I love you, I love you. For myself and for all toward my Creator, who so much loved me.
Thank you.
I was following the supreme will in the act in which the divine being was about to create man, so that I too, together with my first father Adam, might love him with the same love with which he loved him in the first instant of his creation. And I wanted to receive that same divine breath, that outpouring of love, in order to give back to my Creator. My life, I too want to receive your creative breath. I too long to love you and adore you with that same perfect, the same perfection and holiness with which my first father Adam loved you and adored you. Though an unworthy creature, I too want to receive your oceans of love and of light, so I, in turn, can form heaving waves which, reaching up to you, will put me in a contest with my Creator.
I love you and glory to my Creator in this day.
Lord, I would want nothing but you. And if you say to me, do you love me? I have no words to be able to manifest it. I can only say that I feel this passion that no one may be able to prevail over me in loving you, and that I should be the first in loving you above everyone, and no one be able to surpass me. But this does not content me yet. In order to be content, I would want to love you with your own love, so that I might be able to love you as you love yourself. Yes, only then would my concerns about loving you cease. Oh, how love overflows within us, how it trembled with joy in pouring into this free will to hear it say, I love you. And when man filled with our own, released from his breath the first word, I love you, immense was our delight, because it was as if he were giving us the interest for all the goods we had placed in him. This free will created by us was the depository of the capital of a divine will, and we would content ourselves with a small interest without ever demanding the capital back. Therefore, great was the sorrow for the fall of man, because he rejected our capital, so as not to give us our small interest. His bank remained empty, and his enemies, enemy banding with him, filled him with passions and miseries. Poor one, he went broke. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I love you, I love you in everything that you have done for love of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, as you continue to pray the round, what will happen is your prayer will become very, very simple. It'll become very, very powerful. This is what the Lord has asked Louisa in volume 16-36. So again, it's very, very important that we listen to what the Lord is saying and really begin to focus on the rounds. Okay. The round book was just basically done. And, you know, if you want one, we can get it to you. Anything that you need, we have email addresses, just email. As the Archbishop said, when somebody said, where do you find this stuff? He says, just look and you'll find it. So it's very important that, as Father Bucci says, the knowledge of this is spread throughout the world. The knowledge is spread, first of all, to us. When Jesus says, you must know this, or this must be known, it is not to your family, it's not to your friends, it's not to your neighbors, it's not to your coworkers, it's not to your parishioners, it's to you. You have to know this. You have to know this and live this. And this is why this is the most amazing thing that our God is doing today. The greatest secret next to Jesus and Mary is Louisa. And most people have never heard of her. And Jesus has revealed this to you because he needs you to link yourself with Louisa so that the kingdom can be established. And as you look at the prayer on page 49, again, this is very important for us to know. It says very clearly. On the page of 49 of the green book here, it says, I can only say that I feel this passion that no one may be able to prevail over me in loving you. So that, this isn't pride. This is not pride. So that I will be the first in loving you above everyone. Okay? And no one may be able to surpass me in loving God. Now, what's really amazing about this is each one of us has, like we mentioned before, has a unique life, a unique responsibility to God. You can love God more than anyone because of who you are. But you see, it depends on how much you want to love God. When we stand before God, He's going to say, "This is how much I expected you, I gave you to love me, and this is how far you got." You know, so we want to fall more in love with God today than tomorrow, than yesterday. More in love with God tomorrow than today. So this "I love you" to God is so important to God. Especially the next line, it says, "But this does not content me yet. In order to be content, I would want to love you with your own love, so that I would be able to love you as you love yourself." So this is what God has given us. He's given us an opportunity to love God with His own love. It's not even human. And we want to enter into this gift, not to love Him as the saints loved Him, but to love Him as He loves Himself. So again, this is the highest order of love, basically because this is what God breathed into Adam. And Adam's first words back to God were, "I love you, I love you, I love you, my Father, my God." And we have to begin to live this life. Look at the leaves on the tree today. Every one of those leaves says to us, "I love you," from God. Our response is to live that love of "I love you." You know, to receive that "I love you" from every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, every hue, tone, every shade, every brightness and every darkness, all that is out there. And this is in creation. We receive all this "I love you," and we have to give this back. So our life isn't about us. Our life is about the glory of God. Our life is to praise God and to love God and to thank God and to glorify God and to worship God. And this is why it's what God is doing with this great gift of the divine will is really asking us to enter into this life. So Bruce mentioned that the Privini Act is in the little bag that you got. And this is, again, a great way to begin your prayer in the morning, your Privini Act. Than your actual acts throughout the day. It's to get away from who you are to begin to live what God has created you to be. See, we have been trapped in the human. We have been told, you know, how to live, you know, from our parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, our neighbors, our teachers, our pastors. And a lot of us have tried to be faithful to what we were taught, okay, in this human life. Well, Jesus is now saying, "I want to teach you something that's divine." Our Lady says, "I want to teach you something that's divine." And a lot of us have to let go of the things that we have been directed to do, not because it's bad, but because God's got more that He wants to give us. He wants to really begin to have us live His life. He wants to be Lord of our life. He wants to reign in us so that when we are looking or speaking, it is Jesus. We just become the skin of the Lord, and the Lord begins to reign in us, to live in us, and we participate in Him. You know, like when you're eating ice cream, you know, it's "Jesus, come eat in my ice cream cone. You know, we never want to eat an ice cream cone in the human will anymore. I don't want it. Okay? It's "Jesus, do you want this?" And you know what's really interesting about Jesus is He never overeats. You know, you don't have to worry about that. He loves to to be alive again in us. He wants to hear in our hearing, dance in our dancing, sing in our singing. He wants to be Lord of every thought, word, and deed. And this is why this great gift of the divine will is so essential. As we begin to live this life of heaven on earth, we call heaven to earth. And when we call heaven to earth, the devil has to go. He can't stay here. So Jesus is asking us to really bring about the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And again, that's why it's so essential that we focus on this book of heaven. Everything is yours. The volumes, I know some people say you're not allowed to read them. The Archbishop never said that. There are people that say that, and God bless them, but this is the book of heaven, and Jesus wants us to dive into this book and to really begin to possess this gift. Because when we possess this gift, He possesses us and we possess Him, mutual possession. And our Lord has got great things planned, but all He needs is our fiat. Let it be done to me as you say, Jesus. Let it be done to me. And this is what He has planned. So we'll do on page 19 of the Red Book. On volume 13, 12, 5, 21. After I had wrote that which is said above, I felt all concerned and more than ever annihilated. See, what Louisa was annihilated about is she has to tell the world this intimacy that she has with Jesus. And Louisa, like we said before, does not want anybody to know anything. Louisa was silent. Following Our Lady's example, Our Lady was silent. There's only a few things in sacred scripture that she said. But Louisa wanted nobody to know this. So to tell this, to write this down, annihilated her. Again, true humility. And as I began to pray, my always lovable Jesus came and clasped me tightly to His sacred heart. He told me, "My daughter of my divine will, why do you not want to recognize the gifts that your Jesus wants to give you? This is highest in gratitude." Now that's what the Lord says to us. This gift of the divine will, okay, He says very clearly, it is a great gift that God has given to us. To not want to recognize it is great ingratitude to Jesus. So like the book of heaven is like no other book out there. I mean, there's many, many books. Jesus says the only book that will transform a soul is the book of heaven. And as we begin to read this, as we begin to treasure it, we put it in a place of reverence. You know, Jesus says, this work, Louisa, is not yours. It's my work. I am dictating this to you. And see this. So as we recognize what this book is, we don't throw it on the floor. We don't, just put it anywhere. We should have some reverence for it. I mean, really. It's Jesus calls it the book of heaven. This is what He asks of St. Honorable de Francia. This is the highest in gratitude. Imagine a king surrounded by his faithful ministers and a poor boor, barefooted and ragged, who, taken by love of seeing the king, goes up to the royal palace and, making himself smaller than he is, looks at the king from behind the ministers and then lowers himself for fear of being discovered. And the king notices this. And while the boy is huddled behind the ministers, he calls him and he takes him aside. The little one trembles and blushes, fearing of being punished. But the king presses him to his heart and says to him, "Do not fear." And that's what the Lord says to us. A lot of us get nervous. Well, what does God expect of me? What does God want of me? If He's given me the book of heaven, what does He want? Jesus says the same thing. Do not fear. Those are the first words of John Paul II when he became Pope. He says, "Be not afraid." The first words of Pope Benedict were, "Be courageous." You have to have courage. Those two words there is what Jesus tells Louisa. Have no fear and be courageous. God has got plans. I took you aside to tell you that I want to raise you above all. You have to understand that the saints, the beautiful saints, Jesus said, the saints are like stars in the heaven. You know, when you look at the stars at night, how beautiful they are. They're so spectacular. But Jesus says to Louisa, you are a sun at high noon, giving light and life to everyone and everything. Okay? When you look, the stars are still out there. The stars are still in the sky. But the sun eclipses them because of how beautiful the sun is, how magnificent the sun is. This is why St. Padre Pio said, Louisa, you are a second sun. When you see the sun set at 6 p.m., another sun is coming up in the east. With Louisa, there is no more darkness. Why? Because Jesus and Mary have gotten everything ready for us. And the firstborn, the newborn of this new order is Louisa. And he wants us to participate in this, where there will be no more darkness. God is going to bring about this spiritual light, this life, this living love that we're going to participate in. And so this is why he said to Louisa, he says, I took you aside to tell you that I want to raise you above all. I want you to surpass all the gifts that I have given, that I gave to my ministers. In order to, I want you to leave my royal palace ever again. See, the kingdom is ours. Christ made the kingdom for his children. And he wants us to begin to live it now, not after we die. We don't wait until we're dead. But God wants us to begin to live this life right now, to participate in God right now. He wants us to be that drop of water put in the chalice that the priest puts in the chalice every day, filled with wine. That drop of water fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. It is not oil and water. It's not separated. The drop of water becomes wine. And the priest says, may we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. So this gift that our God wants to give us is the saints, if they could envy, would envy us. Because what God is going to bring about is, he says that we are supposed to enter into this sun, S-U-N, of God. Okay, this sunlight, if you want to say, of God, who God is. And all the saints will surround it like a halo. See, we are called to enter into the sun. Not just reflect the sun as the saints have done. He wants us to participate in God. He wants us to participate in who he is. So our job is really to be focused on this gift. Okay, to really begin to say to the Lord, how do you want me to walk? How do you want me to dance? You know, I think this is what you want. And then we participate in God. And we let God dance in our dancing, swim in our swimming, skate in our skating. We let God reign in us. And we let the Lord reign in us. And that's why he says you must be like a little child to enter the kingdom. Children laugh 90% of the time. Adults laugh 10% of the time. See, he wants us to enjoy what he is doing. He wants to enjoy us. He wants us to enjoy him. So he says very clearly, if the boy is good, he will accept with love the proposal of the king, and he will tell everyone how good the king is. He will say it to the ministers, calling everyone to thank the king. And then if he is ungrateful, he will refuse to accept, saying, what do you want from me? I am a little one, poor, ragged, barefooted. These gifts are not for me. And he will keep in his heart the secret of his ingratitude. This is not a horrendous ingratitude. And what will happen to that boy if you are, because you see yourself unworthy, you would rather get rid of my gifts? So again, we have to thank the Lord. This is why the rounds are so important. The rounds are so important is because we're going to learn how to pray the way Jesus wants us to pray. I love you, I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. To enter into that life of giving to God what He so rightly deserves. He deserves all the praise, all the glory that we as humans could possibly give to Him. And what the world has done is they've made trophies and medals and awards for humans. You know, no, all glory is God's. All honor is God's. And that's what we have to do. Anything that we do, when you were outside, for one leaf, I praise you, I love you, I adore you, I thank you, I bless you. But what He's done is He's flooded us with leaves. Flooded us with, and not only these that we see now, but those that from the past, all the leaves, those in the future that are going to come. All these I love yous. We have to give back to God a thank you. We have to give back to God, I adore you, and I worship you, and I praise you. See, this is our life. See, when you participate in these rounds, what it does is it's we're praying in the name of everyone and everything. For all the people in our family, for all the neighbors, co-workers, parishioners, all the people, past, present, and future, who will never give thanks to God, we do that for them. And again, what happens at that point is God is so exhilarated. He's so amazed by His love coming back to Him, because it's divine, that Louisa says He goes into ecstasy. You know, and this is what we want, because it's not our love, it's not our praise, it's not our thanksgiving. We're participating in God. We're participating in what Jesus has done. And so He's taught, Jesus and Mary have taught Louisa how to do this. So in no way is Louisa, any greater than Jesus or greater than Mary. There's no way. But she's the little newborn. And what you do is when you pray, you put yourself in the arms of Louisa. Okay? And Louisa is in the arms of the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother is in the arms of Jesus. And Jesus is in the arms of the Father, surrounded by the Holy Spirit. See, we enter into this life of love. We enter into this marriage between God and man. He wants us to participate in Him. There's no other gods. There's just our triune God. And He wanted to share His love with creatures. So He breathed into Adam this life so that Adam could be in God's image and likeness and participate in this love and give back to God what is God's. So this whole life that our God is asking us to begin to live, it's very, very important that the rounds become our life. And as you begin to pray this, I love you, I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, what happens is throughout the day, throughout the night, you begin to pray the way Jesus prayed. You begin to pray the way Our Lady prayed. You begin to pray as Adam prayed before the fall. And this is what they taught Louisa. So we'll end there, and we're going to have Holy Mass in 20 minutes. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.